up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm your host, Real Breaking Eight, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Friend.
Wake up!
Hello!
Wake up. Oh my gosh!
I'm awake! That's a new one. I like that.
I played it last week.
You played that last week?
I played it like four times.
No,
last
you
week.
Did not.
Yes, I did.
Because
you were talking about being You literally were talking about being sick, and so I played the beginning of the song Down with the Sickness.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I need to go re-listen.
Where were you last week?
I don't know. I was sick. I was still recovering, I think, from being sick. I had brain fog.
Yeah. Brain fart? Is that what you said?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
You have a brain?
I had... that was my bad. I had chili last night.
I mean... I'm going to ask a question about chili here in a minute, but we are going to talk about Pokemon here on this Pokemon podcast. Shiny Treasure, Pokemon Sleep, a bunch of Eevee stuff. We're celebrating
so
Eevee.
So much.
This coming up here very, very soon. My Nintendo program, donuts, and?
Oh.
And?
Yeah.
And?
The Van Gogh saga continues.
No. Dun, dun.
Oh, it does.
Still?
It does. Yeah, it does.
Why?
I'm sorry, but it continues.
You need the Law and Order. Dun dun.
Dun 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 dun.
I thought I had that at one point. Did I not?
Wait, or is it the dun dun?
Let's which dun dun.
I have this one.
Dun dun.
That's CSI my room.
It's still CSI.
That's not Law and Order.
Law and
SVU.
Order. Yeah.
Oh, Fresh Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Oh, okay.
Dun dun.
Dun dun.
Yeah, maybe I don't have that one then.
It's a very specific
I do.
There it is.
I knew I had it.
That's really funny.
It's towards the top, so that means I haven't used it in quite some time. Yeah, there's some classic sounds here at the very top, too. Whew. Oh, my God.
What else is up there?
We haven't
played
a lot of these in a long time. We got...
That's a good one.
All right. Chili.
Yeah.
How many beans were in the chili?
Yeah, how many beans were in this chili?
I actually didn't have chili. I was lying.
Oh.
Oh,
so you're a liar.
I'm not a liar. I just
When's the last
chili?
Time you've actually had chili?
Oh. Oh, my friend Layla, a couple months ago, had a
chili
little,
night.
Like, barbecue outing where she made, like, four different kinds of chili. And we just had chili by the bonfire.
How are they different? What was the differences?
There was a beef one. There was a chicken one. Maybe it was only three.
Okay.
And there was a vegan one. Or vegetarian.
So just beans.
It was like veggies and stuff in the chili.
Oh.
Just beans. What do you think? Vegans can only eat beans?
Well,
stinky,
I mean, chili
spicy,
would just be...
ugly tomato.
Chili's mostly
no tomatoes
like
in
the
my
sauce.
Chili, please.
Stinky. Yeah,
I don't need no fruit in there.
No, you put tomatoes in chili?
No, I don't do tomatoes.
No, you don't
in
put
chili
fruit
either.
In chili.
What are you talking about? I feel like the base of chili.
The base of chili is beans.
But then it's also got so many tomatoes in there, right?
No.
What
are
you talking
about?
Why would you put fruit in your chili?
I don't want no chunky tomatoes interrupting my parade of chili goodness that's happening in my mouth.
Chili recipe. I guarantee you one of the top ingredients is tomato.
Why would you put
it doesn't matter. What we're saying is we don't like it in there. It doesn't matter what the top recipe is.
It's literally got tomatoes in it in the photo.
It doesn't have to.
But I feel like that's one of the generally, the beans are the big part, but
it's
generally,
beans?
Generally
beans?
There's tomato in there.
It's usually
Shut
beans.
Your mouth!
Right. It's usually beans, beef, and cheese. That's chili.
No, there's totally tomato. The sauce is like all tomato.
The sauce is bean.
It's just bean sauce?
And water?
You
and
guys are
going
to lose this argument. It's
some...
not.
No. Danny, listen.
Shut your mouth!
What I'm saying is...
It's usually broth and tomato.
Broth. No, listen.
Saying a soup.
What I'm
chili's
saying
a
is...
soup!
Chili is not a soup.
What are you talking about?
There is
It is majority
recipes.
Solid.
What are we
There's
talking about? It's
a
liquid. It's totally
chili
a liquid.
Chili is not a liquid.
It's literally... It's a liquid.
Okay, I don't
what
know how
you
liquidy
talking?
You're making your chili, but chili's supposed to be more solid than it
no,
is liquid.
No, it is not. Do you know
it's
the
not
definition
a soup.
Of a liquid?
Yeah, do you?
Yes, chili's a liquid.
Who cares?
Honestly, that's a good point.
Get into this argument. I just can't. I don't know. Y'all ever made chili before?
No, all I was saying is that... Yeah, it's not liquid. Yes, I know there are recipes with chunky tomatoes in it. However, I don't like that.
Do you like a white bean chili?
Right. Yeah. Oh. Or just anything but.
Oh.
Anything but with the tomatoes in it, right?
Yeah, like the white chili with the...
Even if I get like a hamburger, I'm like, leave that tomato off.
Don't put that tomato on there.
Oh, see, I've come to accept a tomato on a hamburger because it's all the flavors mashing together, but a tomato by itself is absolutely disgusting.
Dude, I'm on the other boat. I literally got a whole container of those little tomatoes in my fridge right now.
No, not the cherry tomatoes.
I love a good cherry tomato. Plus, when I was a kid, I used to take a whole tomato and just bite it like an apple. I love tomatoes.
You truly are a disgusting individual.
I'm not disgusting. What are you talking about?
This is the same... The same person that blows their nose and then throws the tissue on the ground.
No, specifically when I'm sick. Somebody's got to back me up on this.
And that has a booger wall.
I don't have a booger wall. You made that up. I never said
no,
that.
No, you 100% have a booger
have
wall.
Have you seen a booger wall? 100%. No, because I don't have
one. Because you put up wallpaper over it.
I'm coming over to investigate.
Like, why? It's like when you have that popcorn ceiling, like that little feeling of all those, like that, but boogers on
yeah,
the wall.
You just paint over it and you create
that
wall.
I don't have a booger wall. I promise.
Like I said, I'll be over to investigate.
Yeah, come check it out. There's no boogers. Maybe like one or two, but those are just, you know.
All right. I'm bringing my magnifying glass.
On the search for boogers.
On the search for boogers. So what did everybody do this since we last talked? The weekly podcast.
Yeah.
What have you been up to since we last got together? Had a good laugh or two.
Not
eating boogers.
Yeah. Eating boogers.
Eating boogers and whatnot.
Okay. All right. Hey, somebody's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it.
It's not
It's so funny because we were talking about the booger wall last week. And so we record on Monday and then the podcast goes up on Wednesday. However, Marie has – I don't tell her anything about the podcast. So when she listens to it, she listens to it live. And I come downstairs after she's done listening to it and she's like, I literally knew somebody who had a booger wall.
I think we all know someone with a booger wall.
No.
Right. And that's what I told her. I was like, I think we all knew that like one person that had a booger wall.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
And we
think
have
I
one on the podcast.
No.
Yeah.
It's not me.
It's definitely you.
It's not. I don't have a booger wall. You can see this wall back here. It's clean. There's not a single booger on that wall.
Why does that one have to be the booger wall? You have multiple walls.
Yeah.
This is the only one that would possibly have the boogers on it.
Why?
I'm just hoping it's not the bathroom.
Oh, it could be like a booger couch situation, like underneath, like the
yeah. Like just on my couch, I just put it in all like the cracks, you know, all the little stuff. The remote falls.
You just
down
drop
there,
them off in there,
boogers.
Wipe them underneath.
No, yeah. I feel like it's one of those things to where it's like you reach behind the couch, right?
And then
you
wipe the back of the couch.
And then like still on the wall though, but then once you move the couch,
there's stuck
a clear
to the wall.
Spot of where it was. Stuck to the wall.
If I had like a family, that would be like, that would be like one of my weird little fears is that my kids are doing something gross like that and they just, you know, they don't say anything about it. Nobody knows until you go to like move something, scoot a desk, scoot a whatever, the couch, and there's just boogers.
Speaking from experience?
No. Why do you think, what the heck? I don't have a booger wall. I don't be wiping my boogies on stuff. Unless it's a nice tissue after I blow my nose.
What has everybody been up to?
Oh,
that's what we're trying to get to here. What have we been up to since we last got together here?
Danny,
go ahead.
How was your weekend?
Go ahead.
My weekend was great. Thanks for asking. My weekend's great. Thank you for asking. Are we still on this? How was your weekend thing?
Forever.
Thank you. I had a good weekend. I did a little bit of a late birthday celebration because you know I got sick. I caught the suds.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So. Right. Yeah, I was down with the sickness. So this weekend, I went to Din Tai Fung, which is a Taiwanese restaurant. And we went, a few of my friends got together, went and got some steamed buns. They were really good. And some, oh my God, we got dumplings, we got steamed buns. We got gyoza. No, it wasn't gyoza. What is the little, maybe it is just dumplings.
Gyoza.
Whatever. Multiple kinds of little dumpies. Really good. Really good little dumplings. And then... walked around the mall And that was a good.
Did you buy anything at the mall?
You know what? Oh, we went to the. So I didn't personally purchase anything, but we went to the Lego store. This is at the Century City Mall. Okay, big mall. And I know we've talked about malls before. This mall is thriving, dude. We talked about malls like going down.
Well, there's still plenty of malls. Yeah, there's still thriving.
Dude, this one. Oh my gosh, it was popping. I could have spent the whole day there if I wanted to.
Like, I think the thing with malls is that, like, the ones that are thriving have to be in, like, the really big, popular, busy cities. I think it's the malls that are just, like, in the, you know, like, the next tier of city down that they can't survive anymore.
Yeah. So, anyway, this was poppin' mall. They had a Lego store in there. And I went in there.
Did you get your passport stamped?
Oh, I didn't bring my... I didn't know until I got there, and I didn't even think about that. You know what's funny is, like, I have my passport. It's sitting on, like, a stand in my room. It's, like, it's got my passport, my old passport that they, like, punch holes in, you know, they send you back.
Yeah.
And then my Lego passport. They're all stacked on top of each other, like, in the same spot. So I know...
Marie brought her Lego passport to Japan and got it stamped at, like, I think 2 or 3 Lego locations in Japan.
She's so smart.
There's a bunch of Lego stores in Japan.
There was.
I feel like almost every random indoor building mall that you walked into had one Lego store in it.
Also, let's just say that malls in Japan, doesn't matter where they're at, they're all thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're always
every single
busy,
one of them.
And almost any regular-looking building has a mall built into it.
Right? You're like, there's no way this is a mall. And then you go inside, and it's just like this luxurious mall.
Yep.
Surprise, shorty!
Yeah, anyone else have the problem where, since you've been back from Japan is all you can think about?
Oh, absolutely.
I have other thoughts sometimes.
I find myself often thinking about being in Japan and just all the stuff there. And I don't know. I'm just like, I feel like I'm just not adjusted to being back. I feel like I just need to be in Japan for longer.
Yeah, you know, I want to go back.
Marie and I talk about it quite frequently. And it's a lot of times when we go to stores, and they'll have like a little section with like Japanese snacks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we just look at it and we're like, this is nothing. This is nothing compared to what we saw, right? And
go to 7-Eleven and get those red bean, what was it, the buns?
Oh, the sweet red bean paste. Oh, that was so good. Oh my goodness.
I miss it.
Anybody can import those.
And I also miss just walking around Japan.
$5 a bun.
You know, for my tracking, like, it says we walked around 100 miles while being there.
Yeah, and I feel like it was like a solid 15,000 steps a day, like, at least.
And that's everywhere. All I, like, and I didn't even feel, and it was like the hottest it's ever been. And it's like, it didn't even bother me. It was so much fun.
Oh, the heat was for sure, like, it was bad.
I didn't mind it.
My cheeks were cooked the whole time. I was like,
that was the first time I didn't burn. Like, I usually burn and get sunburned really bad for being out in the heat. I was out in the heat the whole time. I actually tanned. And I was like,
okay.
I was like, this is new. I didn't, like, I used sunscreen one day. The rest of the time, I didn't use it there.
You didn't use sunscreen?
Interesting.
No. I used it one day in Osaka, and that was it. The rest of the time, I did not have sunscreen on.
I used it a lot when we were in Yokohama, because that was like when it was way, way hot.
Oh, you remember the Matsuri Park incident? Nate forgot. Dude, that was like the worst day for you to forget sunscreen.
But I had an umbrella with me.
Yeah.
Everybody else remembered suntan lotion, but did not bring an umbrella. I was the only one that brought an umbrella, but did not have the
suntan
lotion. Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, that was really fun.
Good times.
We gotta go back.
I think the thing with Japan, though, is just like, we were just constantly excited about everything, and I don't think there was a single moment to where I was like, I just want to go sit down and do nothing. Like, I just wanted to do something constantly.
Yeah.
And when it was even time to go to sleep, I was like, man, I don't want to sleep.
No, because there's so much of a nightlife. Like, Japan's nightlife is just as exciting as what you can do during the day. And we were in there was only a few times where we weren't, like, when we were in Kyoto, right? Like, that was the one time where there's, like, an area with no nightlife. Right? Because that place shuts down at like 6 to 8 p.m. They're like, all right, we're closing down. It's traditional. Like, this isn't a party city. This isn't things to do at night. It's very quiet. But when we're in Osaka, Yokohama, or in Tokyo, like, those cities do not sleep. They have things to do 24/7. There's a million buildings and things to explore, just stuff going on that we barely scratch the surface of getting to do. So that's why it's so exciting. And every new area that we went to, it's like, oh, there's a million new things here to do as well. This is great. It was exciting and, I don't know, very adventurous. I just want to be there right now.
I felt alive.
I did. I really did.
I felt so alive. That's all.
I wasn't expecting that one. Make a change.
I got plenty of things on this board you don't know about.
Away. What else you got? Top Secret song?
Do you know who was singing that right there?
Oh, it wasn't Kelly Clarkson. Who is that? Breakaway. Who sang that?
Breakaway? Was that Hillary Duff?
Was it Duff?
It's not.
No.
It wasn't Clarkson. Who was it? Or was it Clarkson?
Was it What's Her Face?
What do you mean? What's her face?
Yeah. The one who
1,000 miles. Was it Vanessa something? Vanessa Carlton? Is that it?
No.
Who was it?
Okay. Who was the person that was singing that clip right there? That is Avril Lavigne.
Oh, what?
Wait, that was her song?
So
or she did a cover of it.
Breakaway is the song that Kelly Clarkson sang.
Oh, I was like, man, that didn't sound like Clarkson, but I thought that. Oh.
Avril Lavigne wrote the song.
What?
Avril Lavigne wrote the song, and Kelly Clarkson ended up singing it because they felt that, I don't know if it was Avril or her team, felt that it didn't fit like with what she normally sings. So Kelly Clarkson ended up singing it, and then years later on an album, The Breakaway got released as part of Avril Lavigne's, one of like her later albums. So that right there is Avril Lavigne singing it. So Avril Lavigne wrote it. It was made famous by Kelly Clarkson, though.
That's wild. I would have like a weird feeling of dissonance with that. I'm sure like that happens with singer-songwriters often if they like sell their writing or whatever, where like it gets famous. Like somebody has a song that they made and then they sell it to somebody and then it becomes like a number one on the charts kind of thing. You'd be like, oh, that was my song.
Well, you know what? If anybody listening, if you have some spare time, just go and research how many songs Sia has written for artists.
That's true.
Yeah. That have become like really, really big songs.
Yeah, Sia, but I think she, like, her deal was she wanted that more than it. Like, she just wanted to, like, make them more than be, like, the singer, like, the famous person. Like, if you're Avril Lavigne and you're like, that's your thing, you know?
Yeah.
Ah, man. But yeah, she is a musical genius.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Still want to see her in concert. One day. So you went to the mall.
See ya? You gonna go and see ya?
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Yeah, dude.
You have everything on the soundboard.
I do. Who was that?
Steve-O.
That's right.
Yeah, dude.
So you went to the mall, Lego store.
Yeah, went to the Lego store.
Dumplings, buns.
Got some dumpies. I saw the Vincent Van Gogh Lego set, which is one that I've actually, since I went to the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, I've been looking for that one. And I saw it there, and now Nate just got up and left.
No, I'm still here.
He just got up and, you see this? He literally physically left.
I was shutting the door.
I tell him my story, and he just got up and left. Since I went to that Van Gogh Museum, I've wanted that Lego set, and I haven't seen it in any of the places, like, online or where I could snag it.
Who cares?
Hey, what the heck, man? But they had it at this one, and so I think I'm going to go back there and purchase it, because I actually saw it in person, in the flesh.
Can't you just buy it online?
Like, it wasn't. When I looked, it wasn't in stock. It's possible that it has gone back in stock. But now it's part of the culture. Like, I saw it when I was in New York, because it's at the MoMA, right? The Starry Nights there. So they had that Lego set as, like, the MoMA.
I feel like if I just was to go on Amazon right now.
Well, it might be back in stock now. I'm saying it wasn't in stock when I looked for it.
But you said you're going to go back there and get it. Like,
yeah, it's for the culture, dude. It's for the story.
Isn't that farther away, though?
It's like a 15-minute drive, brother. It's not that far.
How much did that set cost, do you know?
Oh, I think it was 180, like 170 something.
Okay. Yeah, it's on Amazon for 169.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I could get it on Amazon, but I could also go for the culture, go back and get it in person. Full circle what experience.
You just mean just by going, like, you're just going to a mall?
Yeah, for, like the but
culture
it's like,
of going to a mall.
No. It's for, because I saw it at the store in person, right? And I was like, man, I want that. And I keep seeing it at the stores. I'm saying it's like a part of the experience. I have to buy it from the store. Because if the story ends, it's like, oh, yeah, they bought it online. You know? Come on. It's boring. It's not as fun. I'm going to go pick it up in person, flaunt around with it, you know?
I don't know how cool of a story that is.
I mean,
but...
it's not a story for anybody but myself. Except I am telling it on the podcast.
You are.
But yeah, anyway, so saw that Lego set, thought about buying it, did not snag it because we were walking around. I didn't want to carry around this
didn't
huge
want to carry it.
Lego
I get
set.
It.
But anyway, so yeah, that was it. And then on Saturday, I actually built a couple of shelves.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my display cabinet in, and then got another little shelf.
So you have said that now you are officially out of room.
Yeah, it's pretty full. It's pretty full. So I had, consolidated, shifted some stuff around, and then I got a fresh, like, it's kind of like the display cabinet's probably like 5 or 6, no, it's got to be at least 6 foot. It's a pretty big one. And then I got, like, a nice little other shelf, and then I sold.
Have you considered selling some things off?
I did sell a couple of random, well, I got a couple things on Facebook Marketplace, but yeah, I sold my electric drum kit.
Okay.
Which was kind of fun. Super random. I thought like a drummer was going to buy it, right? Because I posted on Facebook Marketplace. Literally within hours, I had like 5 people hit me up about it. But the person who hit me up first, that we like agreed, like they had, you know, wanted to pay the rate that I asked for it. They weren't a drummer. They had no experience drumming or anything. And they had no idea how to use it. And I thought it was kind of funny.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, Travis Barker reached out. And
yeah.
Like, hey, I want that.
Could you imagine? He's on Facebook Marketplace looking for, electric drum kits for cheap.
He's like, I've been looking for a good deal on a drum kit.
Finally.
Fresh deal.
Finally. It popped up.
He had his notifications on.
And that's what you did this weekend. Sell stuff on Facebook Marketplace. Build a shelf. Go to the mall.
Built 2
have
shelves.
Dumplings.
Yeah. The dumpies were a big, big
two
part
shelves.
Of it. Yeah. Tushu.
All right, Jordan, top that.
Yeah, Jordan.
All right.
Top that.
Yeah. I will.
Yeah. Can I get
all right,
get
go ahead. Go ahead.
Hold on.
You're
I'm spitting.
You're
hold
man.
On. I'm cooking.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I cook.
I
played Fortnite.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
And guess what I did this morning?
Let's go. Morning.
Dunkin' Donuts. Just kidding. It was Krispy Kreme. And I did it after my dentist appointment. I walked out of the dentist across the street to a Krispy Kreme.
Dude, that's
because
powerful.
They were giving out free dozen donuts today.
Wait, for what?
It's the kindness day. I told you.
Oh, yeah. Wait, they literally were just like, hey.
For the first 500 customers at select locations, you get free dozen donuts. And one of the donuts, they're all glazed except for one, has a little chocolate on it with a little heart.
Wait, that's really cute.
Yeah. So I walked out of the dentist. I had a good report. I said, you know what? Krispy Kreme is staring me literally right in the face across the street from the dentist.
Let's go!
Same parking lot, maybe 250 feet away. So I
that's
pulled out of the
close.
Parking lot and right into the drive-thru and I said, a dozen donuts, please.
And it's just, you just got a regular glaze.
And
yeah, that's what it is. It's you don't get to
that's the way to go though. That's
yeah.
I mean that
yeah,
like,
you get 11 just regular glaze and then one of them has a little bit of chocolate on top with like a white heart on top of that.
I'm being so for real right now. I'm not wasting my time with glaze.
What do you
hit
mean?
Me with How that. Hit me with the jelly filling, or I'm out.
You
but
can't
the thing
eat
is,
12 jelly filled donuts.
I would prefer that. I would prefer one jelly filled over a dozen glazed. Any day
but
the
thing with Krispy Kreme though, they make such a perfect glazed donut.
It's pretty good.
It is, yeah.
That you just good. You got to go with that classic.
And guess when I got them? When the sign was red.
Oh, okay, okay. That's the perfect time.
That means they're hot and fresh.
This means
like
they're
pizzas?
Making them right there,
hot and ready?
Right then at the moment.
Yeah, they're making them hot and ready.
Okay, those are, yeah, you got them at the perfect time.
Yeah.
Perfect time.
Yum.
That was my little treat. So beat that, huh?
Get a
Fortnite
nice little sweet
and
treat.
Donuts.
Nice little sweet treat for kindness day. Now you got to be kind. You got to like gift a donut to somebody or something, you know?
Yeah, you now have to
I would.
You have to pay it forward now.
Yeah, if I had anyone to give a donut to, I would.
I'd take one. But yeah, it's got to have the jelly in it, otherwise I don't
want it. Oh, okay, no, so now you're picky.
Yeah.
You're picky with it. Yeah. You want my free gift unless the gift meets your qualifications.
Yeah.
Did it?
Gotcha.
Did you create like a chain? So you know, when you drove up through the drive-through, you're like, oh, okay, I'd like to pay for the person behind me as well, right? Even though theirs is going to be free.
There was
too.
Yeah. Literally no one in line. There was no one there.
Really?
There was no one there. I was like, everyone else was going inside, and I was like, I'll just try the drive-through, and they're like, yeah, you could give it to you. I'm like, okay,
cool. Let me ask you guys a question. Have you ever been hit with the, your order's already been paid for? And then they kind of want you to pay for the next person in line's order, and it's like double what your order was.
I've never had that happen to me, but that's I just be like, I'm good. Like,
no,
like you ordered a hamburger, and you're like, okay, you're expecting to pay like $2 or whatever, right? And then the person behind you, their order is like an entire family.
I feel like that one's true. If you could tell that it was like the same amount, like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you look in the rearview mirror, you kind of gauge off of like, okay, is it one person? Is it a family? Or is this person picking up for a family? You judge how long they were at the order line behind you, like at the speaker. You're like, okay, did they come up like right after I pulled up, or were they there for like a solid couple minutes and then pulled up behind me? But no, I haven't been hit with like that kind of situation. I've paid for cars behind me, and I've had someone pay for mine, and I've just returned it and just paid for whatever, but I haven't been hit with like, all right, that's $145. So like, you know. Usually it's like, all right, it's $20. It's like, okay, that's fine.
No, I'm good. I'll just
I was just checking to see what they got.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just checking.
There was this challenge that went around like for a bunch of Twitch streamers earlier this year where the goal was you had to finish all these meals at different places, but you had to pull in behind someone and get their order, whatever they ordered in front of you, and hope that it wasn't like a massive order because you had to hit as many fast food places as you could. So you're hoping that the person in front of you ordered something small and was like a family order, but you had to finish everything that they ordered between the people in the car doing the challenge. And I just think that's so funny. Just pull up and be like, whatever they had, I want an exact same order to their specifications, and you have to finish every bit of it.
Dang.
I don't know if I could do that.
It sounded like so much fun. It's funny. I got invited to do one with my friend. I'd have to go up to New York and do it, but it was literally right before we were about to leave for Japan. So I said, I'm not going to go make a trip to New York right before I have to leave for Japan.
Right.
But I would have totally done it if I had the time, because that seems like
a lot of fun.
That's
a good move.
Yeah.
Good
move
that you didn't do that.
If you got a car full of people, I feel like that would be really fun. But if it's like a couple hilarious. People, then it would be really hard.
Those videos were so much fun to watch. Those live streams were great.
I mean, I can see how it's entertaining to watch for sure.
I think the record is like 14 to 16 fast food restaurants in the challenge. Yeah, no. Everyone starts off so high and mighty, and then partway through it, they're not having a good time anymore, and they hate every part of it. And you're not allowed to, let it out. You have to. If you let it out, the challenge you lose.
Why is it so quick?
Yeah, let it out either way. Either way
makes sense.
If you poop your pants.
Either way, that way or out the front door.
I got you. Well, it sounds like everybody had a nice busy
week. Can the Shallows podcast do the drive-through challenge?
I would love to.
We should. Next event we're all at together.
That's our next challenge. Except this time we're all working on a team together. We're not versing each other.
The thing is, I know I can't eat that much. Like, I just don't genuinely sit down and eat a whole lot, so...
Yeah, we'd be good
for I couldn't do it.
Two restaurants, honestly.
Maybe two.
We'll see.
I don't know.
We're not trying to go for the record, right? We're just trying to see how many we can go before we tap out.
Can we at least go to like some place that we want to go to first?
There's rules, but we can kind of pick our layout of what we want to hit.
Before we start hitting like, now we're going to Long John Silver's, and now we're going to White Castle. And
we don't have to have either of those on the list, actually.
What city are we going to if they still got the Long John Silver's?
I think we should do somewhere interesting, because all these really took place in like L.A. for the most part. So I think it'd be really fun to do it like in Midwest, or like hit places Culver's, like interesting places that aren't everywhere, you know?
Culver's in a rally.
Yeah. I think I've only eaten at Culver's like one time.
Oh, really?
So it's going to be an exciting time for everyone.
We have them everywhere down here, but I just it's not something that's on my radar.
That custard. I'm pretty sure for one of my like honors things in school, I did community service at Culver's for some reason. It was like a fundraiser. It was like a fundraiser or something that
that's
you like all the students like
pay.
Work. Yeah, a yeah. bunch of the students like worked at Culver's, and then a chunk of the funds went towards something.
I don't know
school.
If that's legal.
I don't know either. Yeah. But you know what? That I remember Community's, that
community service for a corporation.
I think it was like some like charity payoff thing. It was like, yeah, you worked for them and then like they gave all the profits to whatever fund, you know, something.
Right.
But I do have a fond memory of working at Culver's, even though I didn't ever work at Culver's.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Okay. So you didn't do anything crazy this weekend? Maybe you go to Culver's this upcoming
weekend. I filmed a lot. I was getting ahead on some things, so filmed a lot this weekend. That's pretty much all I did all weekend long.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, all weekend long. Just film. Nonstop.
Dang.
Nice.
So, yeah. Got some good stuff coming. Got some good stuff coming.
It's cooking.
Interesting. It's cooking, yeah.
Cooking.
How's it's you, simmering on the stove right now.
Simmer, a nice little simmer. How did daylight savings catch you guys? What are your thoughts on the lighting?
Honestly, I don't think it lighting situation. Yeah, absolutely horrible.
I'm
but
a
as far as
time.
Like, as far as like my internal body clock, like it's still the same. It's not. I'm not like wrecked
I
or anything.
Enjoyed my extra hour. Okay.
I didn't realize I had an extra hour, and then I was like, "Why
you
is
slept
it dark?"
Away?
Yeah, totally slept
you
it
wasted
away. 100%.
That whole hour doesn't count. You could do anything in that hour and it just disappears.
Bonus hour.
It only comes back in several months and then you have to repay it. But other than that, like, you're fine.
Yeah.
I think when I was in school, it was like really cool. But now it's not cool at all.
It just gets dark so early. Like, I had to shift my whole
it
schedule
literally,
to go on my daily walk.
I'm not even kidding. 5:30, it's dark over here.
Yeah.
See, I've never minded it, honestly. I don't care when it gets dark. It doesn't change anything for me.
I was about to say, you're sitting in a dark room.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't change. I'm here anyway. It's
oh
like,
God.
If it's light, if it's dark, I'm inside. It's fine.
Yeah, the only reason...
Where are you?
I have technology called lights.
Sorry.
And I could turn them on if I want to.
But they're man-made lights. It's different.
I was about to say, nothing's
that's
the
technology.
Same as that natural light.
Mm-hmm.
That natural light, it feeds the soul.
The feeling of the sun on your skin.
Hey, what did everybody bring to drink today?
Damn.
Yeah.
As we move along.
What
here.
Are you sipping on?
Yo, I got a couple of things potentially.
A couple?
I got, a cup. Oh, no, it's actually a mug. So I got a mug right here with SpongeBob Me Bob on it. You see my SpongeBob mug?
Yeah, I see it.
What do you think?
I see it.
So this is a fan favorite mug. My brother got it for me in 2013 or 2014. Might have been 20. I bet it was 2014.
Yeah, the semantics really matter.
It's a very important business. And I've had it for that whole time, almost 10 years, all throughout my life. And it's my favorite mug that I have. And I always put
How is that all throughout your life?
Well, throughout the last 9.5 years of my life. Okay. No, I didn't bring the freaking mug. I brought the mug. Anyway, inside
it's,
of here.
It's not tea and mug.
It's not tea and mug, but it's coffee and mug. And I've got Kahlua flavored coffee with
Kahlua?
Oat milk. Kahlua. Which I kind of
I have no
was
Kahlua
coffee.
What that tastes like.
It's weird because in my head, somebody got this for me. In my head, I thought Kahlua was coffee liqueur, and maybe it is, and I just don't. Like, why would they make a coffee-flavored coffee? Like, what is that as a flavor? What flavor
coffee.
Is that? Coffee. So
There's
I don't
coffee-flavored other things.
But yeah, if it's like a liqueur
so it's just
coffee-flavored based on
coffee.
The flavor
it's just,
of coffee.
It's just regular
it's just
flavor.
Like coffee liqueur-flavored coffee.
It tastes
but
just
then
like
it's just
the bean.
Coffee. I get yeah, it just tastes like coffee. So yeah, I have coffee.
Exactly, you nailed
with
it. It tastes just
oat
like
oat milk.
Could you have chili flavored coffee?
Oh my god.
Depends, beans,
hey,
right?
Yeah, it depends on the bean.
Oh, you just roast the beans.
Now that would be a liquid.
That, I mean, yeah, if you then put water over the roasted beans. True liquid. And then I also have another bevy, and this one is fun. I don't think I've ever showed this on the cast, but it's a Sanzo lychee flavored sparkling water. Have you ever had a lychee?
Oh, sounds luxurious.
It's mad luxurious. Lychee is a very weird fruit where it's got like a hard exterior that's like, it's not like a nut, like, but hard. It's like really weird. But then the inside is like, you eat the fruit like off of the pit. But it's just a weird experience, and I think you need to try it if you have not. Oh, yum. Lychee.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway, so yeah, I got lychee sparkling water as my, you know, extra bevy that's not caffeinated.
Okay. All right.
Big
two
week
beverages?
This week. Two Big bevies.
Big week. Big week. All right, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what do you got over there?
Oh, you know me and...
Mm-mm.
It's gamer sups.
Sups.
Again, yeah. I'll just put it out there. I work with the company, you know, so I'm not trying to be all like, you know, gamer sups.
Okay.
That's what I'm sipping on. I don't know how else to put it. I said I did the whole thing about it last week, but yeah, it's good. I like it.
Very
right.
Good.
A specific. You don't have to give us the name, but what flavor?
The taste know, like of this flavor just... is like a strawberry lime.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's very good.
Are you feeling energized?
Yeah. No, I'm definitely very alert, very awake.
Spidey senses.
They're tingling.
Would you say that you can run faster and jump higher as well?
No, because I'm lazy, but if I wanted to, I could.
That's so fair. Wait, if you wanted to, you're saying you could.
If I wanted to.
Would you say that this drink has made all your wildest dreams come true?
Of delicious taste and energy, yes.
That's fantastic. All right. Thank you.
All right.
We should all drink a bunch of that and then go to one of those bouncy parks with the trampolines on the floor.
Yeah.
For fun. I want to do one of those with all the inflatable stuff in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but we should drink a bunch of gamer sups first and then see what happens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, for science.
Just jumping around on the trampoline.
Literally us. I could literally see the Shadowless
you
podcast.
You never loved me.
All right, what you got
this
over
week?
What?
I got my nice little, my little tea situation, right? With the with the orange crush mixed in.
Spill
right
the tea,
here.
Sis.
Zero sugar.
So sugar. Can you? It's not the orange crush is in the tea part, but there's another component that's powdered
there's a,
tea.
There's a tea concentrate
the
in
tea
there.
Tea concentrate plus the
a
orange
green
crush.
Tea concentrate that's in there. And then some other little sprinklies of some stuff, and then good to go.
What do you mean, some other little sprinklies?
Other little sprinklies.
Wait, what are you putting sprinkles in there?
Just other like little nutrients and stuff. Other little supplements that go into it. That's
little
the word supplements.
Little sprinkle of sups.
And then also, I mean, that's just kind of, you know, it's there. But what I brought to the podcast, obviously, none other than the nice H2O.
I swear,
H2O?
If it's the same, it
oh,
can't be
here
the
we
same
go.
Bottle, dude.
Here we go.
Drip, splash, water, drip, splash, splash, drip, water, splash, splash, drip.
Hey, I have never heard that one before.
This is water, too. Just a little
yeah,
bit of powder.
I'll give you one, too. All right.
Drip, splash, water, drip, splash, splash, drip, water, splash, splash, drip.
That goes pretty hard, actually.
So that
drip,
one.
Splash.
That one, because... what's his name? Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah.
So he hosted SNL this past weekend and then brought that character back from the Yeet Skirt.
Oh my gosh. Dude, he did a really good Troye Sivan. Did you see the Troye Sivan bit?
I did not, no.
Oh, it was so funny. Because they actually look kind of similar. But he did a whole bit where he was doing a Troye Sivan like dance thing. Doing one of his songs. It was hilarious.
No.
That guy is very, very funny.
Go watch the skit with his rap character. I won't say the character's name on it, but
is it bad?
I just
don't want to say
it's It's I believe it's something like Mochetta the
something
getter. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Interesting.
So I do have the full one if you want to listen to it. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
We're gonna get clean.
It's not that long.
While we're in the neighborhood. Yeah. How long is it? Wait.
It's as long as the yeet skirt one.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not that long. Yeah. Clean, clean, clean. Man, you capping. Ooh, clean, 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 clean. Oh, you capping.
Drip, splash, water, drip, splash, splash, drip, water, splash, splash. Yeah, that goes pretty hard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Anytime I pour water now out of my Brita, I'm just like, drip, splash, water, drip, splash, water.
Go check it out. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Classic.
The whole skit is like they're talking about hip hop, like 50 years of hip hop, and he's like one of the panelists on there. It's like Mary J. Blige and him and Rick Rubin and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's pretty funny.
Classic.
It's pretty funny.
Go watch it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to figure out what we're doing next. So on the count of on the count of three, we're gonna drink all our liquids, right?
Yeah, liquid time.
All right, here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2. I know you see somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful.
Drip, water, splash, splash, drip, splash, water, skirt, drip,
splash, water, drip, splash, splash, drip, water, splash, splash, drip.
Yeah.
You can tell he's starting to laugh.
Oh, yeah, he starts laughing. And then, like, who Keenan's character is playing, like, turns him around and starts spanking him. He's like, no! No! We don't do that! all right. I get exactly about 42 minutes into the podcast here.
It's getting out of control.
Jordan Fringe, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And, in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at Pokemon Center?
It was a big week, Nate. Let me tell you, so big, so many things. And one of the things that we guessed happened right after we said it, I don't think the podcast even got to come out before this even dropped. That's how fast it happened. But the ornament, the free ornament, is now back in stock at the Pokemon Center as a free gift with purchase. I don't think there's a limit. You just order something and there it is, right on the order.
Yeah, it just says, get one flat brass ornament with all eligible purchases shipped to the U.S.
And this happens on every order. It's not like a limit. They have millions of these. Any order you place comes with one.
Gazillion.
And I believe this is the exact same ornament from last year.
It looks the exact same.
Yeah, it looks the exact same. So if you got the ornament last year, it's the same one.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought it was different, but then I saw a picture of last year's, and I was like, oh, nope, it's the same one.
It's the same one. Well, it's back. If you're looking for it, it's there. If you're not looking for it, it's there anyway, because it just attaches itself to the order. So
yeah, I want to add like something really cheap, $14.99 Quaxly plush here, and it added to my cart.
There
so.
You go. So if you want your little free gift with purchase, little ornament, it's there.
Get a little free
order space. Something. But this week in drops, at least as of right now, we don't know what the rest of the week holds. Who even knows what's happening at this point? Because there's still many things up in the air that haven't dropped yet. They could drop at any moment. They could drop tomorrow before the podcast even comes out. So who knows? But as of right now, there was only two new items, one of which dropped today. The other dropped
Wednesday last week, maybe?
I feel it was like... No, it was Friday. It was Friday
it
dropped. I believe it was Friday it dropped. It was. Okay. If not Friday, it was Thursday. It was one of those two. It was Thursday or Friday. But the two items are... The one that came out today was the new Detective Pikachu Returns Detective Pikachu plush. There's a difference because he's back now. It looks the same, a little different.
The hat is different.
The hat's a little different here. And
the hat's a little different.
$25.99. So that dropped. That's cool. And then another item dropped.
Oh, did it.
And this was presumably the last, if they're going by just the four seasons that they've been
releasing. For some people's wallets, let's hope it's the last one.
This is the Eevee Winter Celebration of Seasons figure. It is the presumably last one out of the line of these random $50 plastic Eevee figures that are pretty small in size, but
they're cute.
They look cool. Like, they're cute. Are they worth $50? So far, out of the three that we've checked in on, no. But
we've checked in on them as if it isn't one specific individual.
Really, as a podcast, as a group, we've collectively come together to talk about and check how these are. So this is the fourth one. It's obviously the winter one. It's Eevee. There's a little Pikachu snowman that has a nice little like pink scarf and hat. There's a little shrubbery bush with cherries. There's little cherries.
Holly
or something.
Holly things. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's holiday looking.
Holly leaves. But the Pikachu, the Pikachu's little cheeks are pink. Like, it's all pink. Like, they made the snowman really cute.
Oh, don't make it. Oh, no. It's so cute. Oh, my God. It's so cute. I'm going to explode. Oh, my God. So that's it. That's all that's come out. I wonder what we all got or didn't get.
I wonder.
Well, I can almost bet that somebody picked up that Eevee figure because they're, as one would say, in too deep.
Yeah.
At this point, right?
Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. Cause I'm in too deep and I'm trying to keep...
Encore, encore! Just kidding,
the great thing about this podcast is that we're also a music streaming podcast.
Yeah, seriously. You can get your fix.
We got all the songs.
We got them all. We got them all. You name it, I got it.
I forgot you had that one. I started singing it.
Yeah,
Little did I know. You got the original on track.
All right, Jordan. Did you buy it?
Mm? No.
Stop. You're lying.
Yeah, you did.
Listen, who would I be if I didn't commit to the bit, okay?
Right, you bought all the other ones. Why stop now?
So Why stop now? Is the last, presumably, Eevee figure that is $50 for the reasons of no one has an explanation.
Nope, we don't know.
Right.
So yeah,
right, because there's other figures that are bigger than the Eevee figure
that are not only bigger but have been made with resin that are half the cost, if not less.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
These are cute, it's very confusing. It's the item
until we get the answers.
Like,
why?
3 inches.
I will be making sure that we know the truth about these figures. And we're going to find out right now. Now, I'll tell you, based off the weight, it does not feel heavy. Based off the weight, there's no weight here. Based off the weight,
there's
no
weight. You want me to tell you how much it weighs on the description? Do you want to know?
It can't even be a pound. It's like probably like half a pound, if that.
Bro, you're going to die.
Why does it feel heavier out of the box? It does feel heavier out of the box.
The item weight is 0.5 ounces.
Mm.
It is half of an ounce.
And what's it made out of? Can you tell me the material?
Yes, it's PVC and ABS.
Ooh.
You said it was less than a pound, but to put that into perspective, there's 16 ounces in a pound, correct?
Something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
16 ounces go into a pound. It's half of an ounce. That is so light.
That's very light.
It's a cute
that's
little
very
pie.
Light.
Oh, I would say at least two or three.
At least two or three what?
Exactly.
Pounds or ounces? I don't know.
All right, Jordan, you're literally opening it up for the very first time.
I literally... Also, this is probably the fastest I've ever received anything from the Pokemon Center. And not just like of modern times with like slower shippings. I'm just mean in general because... This had an issue where it appeared on the UK site first, and then it didn't appear on the US one until later on in the day, just randomly appeared. And I didn't place my order until 8 p.m. the day it came out, because that's when I rechecked the site to see it was finally out. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I received it the next morning at 10 a.m.
What?
I ordered at 8 p.m. It was at my door at 10 a.m. How is that even possible?
They're changing up something.
Ordered, and they just
boom,
chuck it
to your door. Mine.
Yeah, they probably already had it. I was gonna say they probably already had it like packaged up with your name on it, ready to go.
They expected it.
They just knew.
Okay, you know what? Not this. Okay, that's a little interesting. So here it is, right?
All right.
Cute. This right here, this feels way more solid, and it's actually pretty sharp. I guess these are like little mistletoes, it looks like, more closer. But these are actually pretty sharp. This feels well made. This is the heavy part of it. This feels actually well made. Whatever this is, this little shrubbery piece.
That is a the official name for that plant is a holly plant.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah. So this holly plant genuinely feels like there's a higher level of quality, like than the material there. It's heavy. It's a solid piece, and it adds the whole weight to this thing. The rest of it feels about on par with the other figures, but it looks very nice. Even with that said, why is this $50? And why to get four of them?
Because people keep buying it.
Why to own four of them did I spend $200?
Yeah.
Why do I have all four of them? And they're the...
You do have all four of them.
The
I have
collection.
The full... I might be the only one who has any of them. But yeah, okay, so Pokemon, please explain. That's all I'm asking. I just want the justification.
I'm just trying to figure out why. That's all.
No, they're cool. I like the figures. Nothing wrong with the figures. Only thing I'm questioning is why the price? Why the price? Why 50 when you have higher quality material and larger figures for a fraction of the price? You know, like what's going on here?
You know how you bought it as like an experiment to see? Maybe they listed it that price as an experiment too. Like, let's see if Jordan buys it at this price. And then you did.
I just don't think it's selling like hotcakes, you know? So I think that experiment, even if one person like myself was getting all of them, would not be beneficial to them making a bunch of these just to sell one of each.
Maybe they're like one of ones. They literally just listed it for you.
It's only one available.
It's still there. I ordered my, got it. It's still, you could buy it.
Well, you know what? When it comes to the holiday stuff, we're still missing two items for the holiday drop.
One of them feels more random than the other. Like, the bouquet of plushies is like, okay, I could see that being its own drop, sure. But why the Mime Jr. ornament just not dropping with everything else?
Yeah, I guess it's probably a production issue at this point. Like, they just weren't produced in time to get here. But, I mean,
I guess.
As it starts to get closer... right to mid-December, like, shipping starts to take longer. Obviously not in your case, Jordan, where you got that
apparently
faster.
Not
but you know, the holidays, the shipping always takes a little bit longer for items to get there, and I feel like with these being holiday items, it seems interesting that they're not up yet.
Yeah and the shipping rates go up too. It takes longer, but too, it's more expensive to ship it.
Definitely is interesting. Now, did I get anything else?
Ooh. Oh. So did you get the Detective Pikachu plush is what you're saying?
That's the only other item I see.
No. I don't think you got it.
I think you got it.
All right. Well, the answer is... I got it.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
He got a different hat.
I knew it. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. It's similar. It's the same style hat.
Winner and still champion, Real Breaking Nate.
Come on,
Jordan.
Bro.
I know Jordan.
What are you doing with the 8¼-inch Detective Pikachu plush with the different
hat? Putting it next to the other one with the other hat.
Good point. Touché.
You know, with the holiday items, last week we talked about how there was only one item that was sold out, which was the Wooloo knit sweater. This week there is another item that is now sold out, and it is the Arcanine knit sweater.
Oh, so
no more can you order those two unless they restock them, but those are the only two items that are out of stock.
Do you think they were like in high demand, or do you think they did not produce a ton of those?
You know, like, the Charizard sweater's still up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have the Pikachu and Eevee sweaters that are still up as well.
Yeah, those more like basic designs.
I could see them making less of an Arcanine and a Wooloo just because they're not as popular as a Charizard, Pikachu, and Eevee.
Yeah, but they're such cool designs.
Oh, yeah, they're way cooler than the other three.
The world may never know.
All right. That's it for the Pokemon Center. Literally else on there. Yeah. It feels kind of weird because it's been 2 weeks of just like one drop.
It's little nuggets. After the big one, it's just been little nuggets.
I feel like we should maybe start to see some New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, New Year's in general merch.
Already?
There's like, I would say soonish, right? Maybe beginning of December, end of November.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they usually drop like one or two things that kind of like celebrates the new year.
Yeah, like a little card or something, some pins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Something.
Anyways, that is it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it is not the end of the podcast. No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, remember, we're not breaking the news. We are simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news!
Excuse me?
What was that?
What's up? Nothing?
I heard a little something, like a little echo, a little something.
Yeah, you were just laughing.
Oh. Sorry, your head chili.
Oh, that's the chili, yeah.
All right.
What's in the news?
We have a lot of news. I don't know where we want to start. There's quite a few topics.
How about the beginning?
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a good place to start.
Where's the beginning of space and time? There's like so many different topics. There's like There's Pokemon cards in multiple facets. There's the Van Gogh stuff. There's Eevee Week.
Eevee, you know what? We'll talk about that.
Can we talk about Eevee Week?
Eevee is about to celebrate being Eevee, right? Everybody loves Eevee. Everybody loves a certain Eeveelution. We all love Eevee. You know what? Have you ever encountered that person that's just like, no, I don't like Eevee?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, well, you there's an Eeveelution you like, right? And then they're like, no, I don't like Eevee. I don't like any of the Eeveelutions. I've encountered a couple people like that.
I actually have not.
Yeah, I've encountered some Eevee and Eeveelution haters out there,
haters,
for sure.
Man. That's tough.
For sure. Mm. Right? I mean, that's the thing about Eeveelutions is, like, there's at least one that you gotta like.
I think it's because Eevee's so hyped, you know? It's like if you don't like Pikachu, you're like, yeah, everybody, like, adores this Pokemon. You know, it's one of the big ones.
You're right. Like, and you're like, okay. Well, then what Pokemon do you like? And they're like, I like Charizard. which I feel like I should tell this story that I have that. I'll tell. No, I was just, okay. It's Paradox Rift release. All right. And we're in the store. We're looking at the cards. And then this guy walks up and he just starts talking to us about Pokemon. Right. And he's like, I like 151. He's like, that's kind of like more of my set. And I'm like, okay, cool. And he's like, which one's the new one? And I explained to him, like, oh, this is Paradox Rift. This is the new one that just came out. And he's like, yeah, I won't say some of the words he said, but he's like, yeah, I don't really like these new Pokemon. They just don't make any sense. And he's like, their designs are dumb. And he's like, I like 151.
I like Charizard.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, cool. And I was just like, well, I like everything. I like all of it. I like everything about Pokemon.
Dude, saw like a Gen 1-er in the wild who like
didn't know he's
a Gen 1-er.
A hardcore Gen 1. Yeah, that nothing else past Gen 1 is cool.
Yeah,
it's only Gen
1.
And I tried to explain to him. I was like, there's some really neat designs and explain some mechanics. And he just was not having it. Just not having it at all. I got him to buy at least 2 Paradox Rift booster packs. I was like, give it a try.
Yeah.
Give it a try. There's some neat stuff in there. So, yeah, encountered that in the wild. Jeez. But Eevee Week. Eevee Week. Let's talk about Pokemon Sleep.
I've been taking some Pokemon Sleeps.
You've been enjoying Pokemon Sleep?
Yeah, I have. I think our friendship level is growing, Nate.
It is.
Yeah. I've been tracking your sleep. I saw you got shiny last week. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool shiny.
I got 2 shinies within a week.
Whoa! That's 2 crazy. Shinies. Wait, we were literally just talking about how you didn't get any shiny. Like, you were like, man, shinies are so rare. And then you got two of them?
The big one that I even posted this to Twitter. But the big one that I got that everybody was like, oh, I think even Pokemon BB Had said that I hit the Pokemon Sleep jackpot.
What'd you get?
I got a shiny Mime Jr.
Oh, how precious. Yeah, I saw that. I think I saw that on Discord. You get the little baby boy. That's so cute. Yeah,
which I think is a hard one to get.
Yeah, and that was one of the new Pokemon. I'm pretty sure they introduced that later, like after the game came out.
Yeah,
right?
They did. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
So I got that one, and then Sunday when I woke up, I got the big one.
Oh. What'd you get?
Shiny Psyduck.
Oh.
I got the shiny Psyduck.
Are
the
you
blue
kidding?
Boy popped up.
Yep. What did you do? Like, what was your reaction when you saw it?
I yelled some words out of excitement. Oh, I did. I just did.
Are they repeatable words?
Squeak.
No, they're not.
No.
I was
Marie,
so excited.
Get the camera.
Because it's one of those things that you don't expect to, like, actually get your favorite Pokemon.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you get everything but your favorite Pokemon. But when you get it, that's the moment.
So special. Oh, is it on your team?
No, not yet.
Ah.
Not yet. I typically don't change my team during the week.
Really?
It's at the start of the week when I change it, yeah.
I'll be swapping mine up, you know, get some diverse food going, you know, some ingredients brewing, get some new berries in there.
You know, I remember when I got my first shiny Psyduck in Pokemon Go. We were at Go Fest in Chicago.
It's funny. I was going to bring that up because, yeah, we were waiting in line to see Eevee or Pikachu. I'm not sure which one.
Right.
And the Eevee mascot. And Pikachu. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember you getting that. I was going to say something about that because I'm pretty sure you squealed when you got that, too.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. Guys, guys.
Be cool. Be cool. Be cool.
Here it is. Here it is.
You won't believe
what you said.
I got it. I got it, though. Eevee Week, though. Eevee Week in Pokemon Sleep is going from November 20th to 26th, so that is going to start next Monday, not this Monday, obviously. And there's going to be a bunch of increased spawns.
This is so exciting. Okay, wait. Eevee and its evolutions will be more likely to appear. And look at this. If you're lucky, you might even see a shiny Eevee. Are they saying that the shiny Eevee is going to be more common? Like, it's like a Pokemon Go community day kind of situation?
I feel like it'll be more common. Yeah.
That's so exciting. You know who has... I'm very jealous of this, by the way. You know who has a shiny Eevee? Well, that they evolved.
I'm going to make one guess.
Okay, make a guess.
I'm going to say Zoe.
Ah! How do you know? Did you see it on her team?
Zoe's so good at these games.
Yeah.
That's why.
She really is. So her level, by the way, is like 30-something. She's crushing it. Her and Artemis are both in the 30s on their level already. And
Zoe Two Dots is who we're talking about. Zoe's been on the podcast before.
Yes.
So.
Zoe Two Dots has a shiny Sylveon on her team right now.
Oh, I'm so jealous
of
that.
Dude, I was like, jealous. You gotta be kidding me. That's so her to just get that, though. To get the shiny Eevee.
Right? It really is.
So, yeah, I was very jealous of that. And I was like, man, I would love to have a shiny Eeevee-lution on my team. So now could be
Well, that falls in the category of too bad.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Got to give me some warning
here.
I mean, we're talking about old sounds. Uh-huh. You know?
Well, that comes under the category of too bad.
Maybe I'll get
one. But all the Eeveelutions are going to be spawning. That's the thing. So it's not just Eevee. All the Eeveelutions will be spawning an increased spawn. However, specifically on November 21st, there's going to be an extra increase on top of the already increased. Oh. For the spawn. So just keep that in mind.
Also, in mind, okay. I don't know why this is... help me with the... I understand the significance. Okay, never mind. I connected the dots. But on November 21st...
The two dots?
You'll get the two dots. You'll get 1,121 sleep points as your bonus sleep points for the day.
Okay.
Which is... November 21st, if it was written out 11/21. That's such an odd... Why are they making that the day? Like, what is the significance of the 21st of November?
Because it's supposed to be fun,
no,
right?
No, 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 but, like, why the 21st? Like, that's
why
so
not?
Specific.
Right?
Because
why
did they make that Eevee day? Like, is there, like, a
why
thing
not?
With 11/21? Like, that's not Eevee's number. Maybe there's a 1/21. No, what is Eevee's number?
What it is that everybody sat down in a boardroom... And someone was like, hey, I got an idea. November 21st, why don't we make it Eevee Day? And then the person in charge was just like,
yeah, dude.
Yeah. It would have made more oh, no, that's not even a day. Never mind. I was going to say Eevee's Pokedex
November 37th.
Yeah, it's 133. I was like, why don't they do it on January 33rd, bro? Yeah, but it seems so, it's such a random day, the 21st of November. I don't know. Maybe there's something there. There's some lore that's not.
Now, here's the thing, okay? Which island are you going to go to? Or which environment are you going to go to? Because some of the evolutions only spawn in specific environments here. Now, the Eevee itself will spawn on all of them. However, name, and what's your favorite evolution?
Leafeon.
All right. Leafeon is only on the Green Grass Isle.
What?
And then Umbreon is only in the, what's that called? Taupe Hollow?
Taupe.
T-A-U-P-E.
Really?
Yeah.
So they like separate it. You got to pick and choose. What about Sylveon?
Sylveon is Green Grass Isle. So you got Sylveon, Leafeon, and Jolteon on Green Grass Isle. I would probably suggest not picking Cyan Beach because only Vaporeon appears there.
Unless you want Vaporeon real bad.
Yeah. Glaceon is at the Snowdrop Tundra, but you would have had to unlock that one.
Have
that
you
was like
unlocked
the last...
that yet?
I have not unlocked
Me
that
either.
Yet.
Me either. And I've been playing. We both
so
been
have
playing.
I. Marie hasn't unlocked it either.
Wow.
So and we play all the time. And then Umbreon, Espeon, and Flareon is in the Taupe Hollow, like the caves. So, and then, of course, Eevee's at all of them.
Yeah.
And then there are going to be bundles that you can purchase, the small one, the medium one, and the large one. The small one, you get one Great Biscuit, two Poke Biscuits, and 10 Eevee Candy. That's all for 250 diamonds. And then for 1,200 diamonds, you get 18 Poke Biscuits, two Friend Incense, 40 Eevee Candy, and two Eevee Incense. And then if you go all the way to 3,000 diamonds, you're going to get 15 Great Biscuits, 5 Friend Incense, 100 Eevee Candy, and then 5 Eevee Incense.
Ooh. Wow.
So there
how
you go.
Many, do you know how many that is in dollars?
10.
I feel like that's a lot of money in dollars.
I don't know how much the diamonds are. I haven't purchased any, so I have no idea.
Let me see.
How much are the biscuits?
I would say it's probably what, like $1.99 or $2.99 for
like
60?
Of them. Oh, hold on.
Generals. 60 diamonds, I would say.
Okay. 60 diamonds is $1.19. Let me see if there's one. Oh, 3,100 diamonds is $48. So if you wanted to get that biggest one with the 15 Great Biscuits, it's like almost $50.
Whew.
That's
or
crazy.
You would have had to earn them like crazy. One of the two.
Or what?
We'd have had to earn the diamonds.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they got it down to a science with a little slow drip of the diamonds because they're like, oh, you found a new recipe. Here's 20 diamonds. And what
there
are you
going to
do with 20 diamonds? You got to save them up to get like a bag upgrade. I've been spending mine on my bag upgrades a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to factor in inflation.
Yeah, that's true.
Diamond inflation,
right?
The
diamond inflation.
So that's happening, Eevee Week, 20th, starts on the 20th, in Pokemon Sleep. Also in Pokemon Sleep, Onix and Steelix will be finally appearing on November 14th.
Wow.
Interesting.
Inside of the Taupe Hollow. Which I think is weird, because they start appearing on the 14th, the day after you have to pick your island for the week.
Yeah, if I'd have known, I would have chose that one this week.
Why would they do that? I'm sure there's a reason, but I don't know. It just makes no sense.
Hmm.
None yet.
Why the 14th? We need answers.
I don't know. But they will be slumbering Pokemon, so that has to be your sleep style in order to get those, the slumbering.
Me, 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 me.
Me, 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 me,
me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me, me. And then continuing on with the Eevee goodness, Scarlet and Violet is participating in the Eevee fun. November 17th through November 20th will be the Eevee mass outbreak in Scarlet and Violet.
Ooh.
So you have a chance of getting the Eevee with a bunch of different marks on it. But yeah, 17th through the 20th in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. And then also 17th through the 20th will be 7-star Terror Raids.
Whoa.
With Eevee.
Whoa.
And guess what its Terror type is?
What type?
It's Dragon.
Flying.
Normal.
Oh, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Normal Terror type with the Mightiest Mark.
What is there like a special? What do you get? Is a special ability or something on it? Then what's the?
I'm not too well versed in the technicalities of the video game.
Oh, there must be something special. Like I a play special, ability or
It has I play them on the regular, mark. But I don't know the technicalities of that kind of stuff.
7-star raid.
7-star terror raid.
This is a powerful little guy.
It's just a little mean.
I'd have to look into that one just a little bit further. It does have the Mightiest Mark. Now, I know a lot of people do like to collect the Pokemon with the mark, so I think that might be the bigger deal, is having the Mightiest Mark. So,
get your special.
But the Eevee goodness in Scarlet and Violet, as well as Pokemon Sleep, from what I've seen, I don't think Pokemon Go has announced any sort of Eevee thing coming up. So,
Not
I could be wrong about
the
that.
The Eevee Week?
Right. Everybody else is doing it. Everybody's doing it. All the cool kids are doing it. So.
Yeah.
What? Aren't you not cool? You not cool?
No.
Continuing onward, since we are talking about Pokemon Go, Fashion Week. You ready for Fashion Week
Pokemon Go? Fashion Week?
That's something that they do every year. Like little Pokemon in costumes.
That is so cute. I love it when they do the fashion show in the video games. I have to say I've not done anything with Pokemon Go Fashion Week. But I have put on the fashion show in the video games for fun.
Fashion Week in Pokemon Go, November 15th through November 19th. That is a specifically Wednesday through Sunday.
It's a half a week. Pokemon Go fashion half week. So what's the, what do you get outfits for your Pokemon, or what is like the?
So you will be able to get a Dragonite or a Wooper inside of a costume.
Ooh.
And
oh,
by costume,
oh my goodness, oh I see
by costume they just mean like accessories. So like the Dragonite has a little bow tie and sunglasses, the Wooper has a hat.
Dude, this is the cute, it's wearing a little beanie but it's wearing it crooked.
Yeah,
that is the cutest thing I've ever seen. He looks like Marv from Home Alone. You know what I'm talking about?
That's very specific. Very, very specific.
Well, Danny's only seen like four movies. So.
No, wait. Is it Marv? What guy is the one with the hat on?
Yeah, it's Marv.
Okay.
You're right.
All
right. You're right. The Wet Bandits?
Yeah, it's giving Wet Bandits, dude. That's so cute. Okay, sorry. Go on.
And then a shiny Gothita will make its debut into the game.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Precious baby.
And then other Pokemon that have outfits will be popping up as well that we've kind of seen in the past. But the Dragonite and the Wooper are the two new ones.
Interesting. I love how, like, the description, I don't know if we're on the same website, I'm like PokemonGoLive.com. They, like, all of them just as a description says, like, Croagunk wearing a fashionable costume. Wooper wearing a fashionable costume. It doesn't like describe. It just like Croagunk's got like a backwards hat. Wooper's got the beanie. Diglett has like a top hat.
It's all dripped out in like Louis Vuitton or something.
Yeah, the Louis Vuitton, the Gucci. One of them's got Prada.
I got the Prada Wooper. Let's go.
Yeah, it just calls it a fashionable costume on all of them. It's just a hat. Most of the time, it's a hat.
Just a hat. Just a hat or some glasses.
Hey, every cowboy needs a hat.
That's right.
Heard that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you want?
Yeah.
Every cowboy also needs?
What?
Is a Tiffany and Daniel Arsham Pokemon collaboration.
This is true?
Yeah.
Every cowboy needs one of those.
I have heard cowboys talking about this.
And you want, you're in luck because it's happening.
Oh.
Really.
Good thing I have a cowboy.
Yeehaw, brother.
You'll be able to get one. Specifically you. And by Tiffany, we are talking about Tiffany and Company.
Yeah, the Tiffany and Co. You already know.
Which also,
TNC.
By the way, like, is there, like, a lot of people that started this company, but then they only only Tiffany's name can be in the.
Yeah. She's like the like queen Tiffany, bee. And right. She's
Tiffany's
like,
hey, I don't want to start this company unless it's just my name.
Yeah. So it's
like,
Tiffany,
we'll say company, but.
Tiffany et al. It's Tiffany and everybody else.
Have you ever seen Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No.
I have not, actually. Mm. I've heard the song.
Do they have Daniel Arsham jewelry?
No, this film is like 60 years old.
Oh.
It's really interesting because it's Tiffany and company pairing up with Daniel Arsham, and then they're pairing up with the Pokemon company.
Yeah. It's a triple
it's like a three-way collab. Three-way collab here.
Yeah.
But you're going to see Pikachu finally get some jewelry at Tiffany and company, along with other Pokemon like Charmander, Cubone, Mew, Jigglypuff, Squirtle. And it's going to start on November 29th at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But it's online only. It will be available, from what I've read, it will be available in stores at the New York location and then one of the Tokyo locations. Other than that, it is online. You will only be able to I'm just reading all this right here. You'll only be able to purchase it for 24 hours.
What?
Yeah. You can only purchase it for 24 hours. Why? I don't know. I don't know. I have no clue.
Be honest, it might even sell out in the before that anyway. I'm sure it will. I don't know why they would only limit it to that window. These are crafted from oxidized sterling silver and 18-karat yellow gold with diamonds. All right,
look off the website and spell oxidized.
Oh, God. O-X-I-D-I... Oh, no. I-Z-E-D?
You are so dumb!
I spelled it right. Who has a close one? The color of them is really neat. Like, the style of them is really neat. They're so niche, though, that it's like, okay, do we think it's going to sell out? I don't know. But also, I don't know how expensive they are.
Let's talk about this price point, though.
I can't even see where are you looking where you see the price?
So, a lot of websites have been reporting on the price.
Okay. I was just looking on Tiffany & Co.
Yeah, well, they're not going to tell you their own price.
Silly me.
So if you want the cheapest item, you're just like, I gotta own something, and you want the cheapest item, you're gonna want to wait outside the store, and then when someone buys something, you're gonna want to ask for their receipt, and then that will be your cheapest item. Is just a receipt that shows a purchase.
Maybe the bag
that might be like $5 they might charge you,
but not the case that it comes in.
That's right. If you want the actual cheapest item, it is going to be $1,290. That is your cheapest item that you can get.
Yowza.
However, if you would like the most expensive item, and you're like, I'm a high roller, I got to have the most expensive item, right? You're like, I got to show it off. I got to let everybody know I'm cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be $29,000.
Ooh.
Do we know what it is?
No.
What is
yet.
The item?
We'll find
it's a
out.
Mystery box.
The mystery box?
You could have the boat.
Box. Item.
Or the mystery box. It could be anything.
So, I feel like, and this is something we talked about off podcast for a second, but do we think that Pokeball, there's this really cool Tiffany blue Pokeball that's got a gold button on it. Presumably the box, it's like the case that the jewelry comes in. Do we think that's going to come with every
teal.
Single thing?
Yeah, oh. It's the teal color.
Yeah, Tiffany teal.
The blue, whatever.
No,
yeah,
it's Tiffany teal.
Tiffany do teal. I'm sorry. I don't know my colors.
Do we think that comes with every purchase? Like, even the smallest one? So this has been the discussion. Does it come with the cheapest item?
Yeah.
Which is the $1,200 one.
Over $1,000. Do you get this? I would buy this for the Pokeball almost more than the jewelry.
It's 100% cardboard. It's just cardboard that's wrapped in another material.
Hey, don't break the illusion.
Hey, yeah, I thought it was something cooler than that. You think
have you never seen like a jewelry box before? Like that's what it comes in.
Well, not a Pokeball shaped one with this cool texture on it and the gold button.
It's probably like a faux leather, and then the inside is cardboard.
Don't break the illusion. You're right.
I'm just trying to. Yeah. Trying to help out with some information here. I don't know for sure, but I'm almost positive that's what it's going to be.
Possibility.
It could even be styrofoam.
Could you imagine?
One of the pictures looks like it's styrofoam. I'm not kidding.
Oh, God. It looks cool, but yeah, we really don't know what material that is.
I am saying that I don't think it comes with the cheapest one.
I feel like would.
I don't think they're going to give it to you with the cheapest one. I think you're going to have to buy one of the more expensive ones in order to get that.
You spend over $1,000 on a necklace and they aren't giving you the cool necklace case.
You think Tiffany and company really cares?
I have no idea. I don't even know anything about this company aside from they have the blue.
It's a very high end. Oh. Very, very high end. So, yeah. I say you're probably not going to get it, but I absolutely could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time I'd be wrong.
Okay, if you had unlimited money, what would be your purchase from this drop?
If you had unlimited money, then you're just buying everything, right? You're buying all of them. Yeah.
No, you just buy, like, what do you want from this drop?
All of them.
I don't know, because they also haven't released pictures of, like, every single item either. It's just like, oh, here's a Pikachu necklace, and then here's another one of, like, what, 5 Pokemon? 6 Pokemon on it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know every single item so far.
I'm looking at, this was on a website called High Snobiety, and they've got, like, the individual charm. Like, it looks like all of them have, like, an individual charm, and then there's that one necklace that has all 6 on them. So I think they have, like, the chain in, like, different colors, and then each of the charms in different colors, too.
I'd probably go with the Pikachu in black.
Yeah. If I was loaded, I would get that one that has all 6 of them on it in the black color too. That looks super
sharp. I feel like that's a little too excessive.
Yeah, but if you're going for like a Pokemon thing, like a custom Pokemon necklace, I want people to know it's got Pokemon on it, you know. It's like boom. But also I really like the Jigglypuff. So if I did just get one charm, I'd get the Jiggly.
Okay. I just gotta say I'm just glad there's not a Psyduck.
You'd be tempted?
So, I don't know if I'd be tempted, but I'd be a little upset. So I'm glad there's not a Psyduck. But there is a Cubone for Mr. Jordan French.
Yeah.
Yay.
You get your Tiffany necklace going.
Now, the question is anybody out of, I'm talking like out of us three, is anybody going to get on the website and try to purchase one?
I'll probably forget, but that's just
honestly, I'm right there with you.
I'm just curious to see what all is there, what the price actually is for everything, and I don't know, I'm curious to look.
Yeah, I'll probably look if I remember. So it's on a Wednesday, you said at 6 a.m. Pacific?
6 a.m. Pacific.
Well, I'll check at whenever I get up, but that ain't going to be 6 a.m.
We'll check at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll probably check it out and see, because I feel like $1,000 is still like a lot to pay for one single piece of jewelry. But if it happens to be like a really cool one that is at that price, and like, I don't know,
I'm passing. I'll get the information so we can talk about it on the podcast. But that's a pass for me.
Wow.
Respectfully,
that's tough. Hey, I have a super random anecdote about Daniel Arsham that I would like to share, and I thought this was really – it was silly because I feel like as a content creator, this happens every once in a while, and I'm sure it's happened to you too. But I went to New York, and I went and saw those Arsham statues, the Pokemon statues. So I did an Instagram reel where I was like, if you're in New York, make sure you check out the Arsham statues, whatever, blah, 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 just describing them, just saying that there's Pokemon statues. And I get a DM from one of my friends that I made in New York. So my friend from New York sends me a DM just with that video. Just sends me the reel only. No context, no like any other text on it. And I just send back like LOL. And she's like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that you made that video. It's like literally
I've had that
video.
Happen before.
Yeah. So she sent me it as like, hey, come back to New York and check this out. Like, look at how cool this is. And she didn't know that it was my video.
Well,
that's funny.
Yeah, I feel like every once in a while as a content creator that happens, and it's always like, yeah, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. But it also just kind of shows you like psychology-wise, like how people are just watching something and they're not even like checking the source of where it's even coming from.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, I'm surprised she didn't hear my voice and she didn't recognize
that's
my
true.
Voice.
Hey, it's me, Super Duper Danny.
You should check this out.
Hey, look at this thing in New York City. Yeah.
That's what happens. You go to New York, you start talking like Mr. Merch.
I just want to slice the pizza.
Moving on here, bro. We got the My Nintendo program dropping
your
a physical
Nintendo?
Piece. Yeah, My Nintendo, Nintendo program oh. dropping a physical piece of merchandise that you can get if you use your points. Yep. They are They have dropped a Detective Pikachu cup cozy.
Ooh.
Coffee cup.
And yeah, coffee cup cozy.
Wow.
Coffee cup cozy. It's like a yellow band that kind of wraps around it. It's not plastic. It's just like a band, right? That's got fabric.
Like Blink
and it's got Detective Pikachu. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a rubber band.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I got you.
Where are you?
And I'm sorry.
The cozy is yellow, has Detective Pikachu on it, and magnifying glasses. It is available now in the My Nintendo program
Ooh.
For a total of 500 platinum points.
Whoa. Hey, I got a bone to pick with that price point.
Okay, go for it.
I got platinum points, you know. I've been a Nintendoing for a while, you know. I be logging
right.
in. I got my Nintendo points.
Uh-huh.
I still don't even have enough platinum points. They have separate categories of points. And I don't know how you get more platinum points. I only got 300 total platinum points. 330. And I've been collecting those. I don't buy Nintendo stuff with my Nintendo points. How do you get 500? That's a lot.
I don't know. Play games or something.
Yeah.
Do you know how you get 500 platinum points?
I
play
don't.
Games or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was,
just go play a game.
But I feel like there's got to be something else. We only have 300 platinum points.
I have no idea how you
anyway,
get like a good chunk of points.
I'm just sad because I wanted a cozy. I don't have enough points yet. I got to keep training, grow stronger.
Who cares?
I hate it here.
Uh-huh.
Next up on the list, we got some little bit. Oh, Van Gogh.
A little bit of something.
Before I jump into some TCG stuff here.
Oh.
Van Gogh.
I didn't even know. You're like on it with the Van Gogh. I'm like so over it. I don't know how you're still finding information on this.
For the podcast.
Yeah, of course.
The Van Gogh Chronicles continue.
So if you remember last week, a couple weeks ago, the Van Gogh Museum website had said, hey, on this date, we are going to be dropping more merch. And then last week we had said that it looks like they decided to not drop date on that merch and had said, sorry for the inconvenience, it'll happen eventually, just not now.
Mm-hmm.
But then this past week, it randomly dropped on a day?
Randomly.
Oh. Randomly dropped on a day, and it was a limit of two items per person, or two per item. So, right, like you could buy every item. But you can only buy two of each item.
Okay. It's a limited.
And, but the website was basically crashing hardcore. And it was to the point where, like, you would have to, every single time you would click on something, you would get basically kind of like a site error situation. And you just have to constantly refresh until it could load that page. And then so you can move to the next step. And then you'd get an error. And then you have to keep refreshing so you can move to the next step.
You know
and
what
then
that
so
sounds
on and so
like
forth.
Is the Pokemon Cafe reservation page at 1 a.m.
Yeah. That's exactly what that sounds like. Exactly. But the merch did drop. I'm assuming it's all sold out. But then, turn of events. They started sending out, the Van Gogh Museum store started sending out emails saying that they were going to apparently cancel people's orders if they had made multiple orders.
Someone's gonna be in trouble.
Basically, like if you had purchased two journals, let's say you purchased two journals, that's the limit. You get two.
Mm-hmm.
And you check out and you're good to go. But then let's say you jump back on the site again and you're like, I'm going to purchase two more journals in a separate order. They're now going to cancel your extra orders.
Now, what if on one order I got the journal, but then I said, oh, maybe I want this other thing as well, and I make a different order for a different item. And now I have two orders. Mm. Are they going to cancel one of my other orders because there's too many orders?
That I have no idea. I don't know.
I want the answers, like, Nate.
I don't know the specific details when it comes to like situations like that. So just saying that's the update.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's the update.
All right.
I feel like if they're just saying they would cancel any extra one, like if you place two orders and cancel a second one, you probably cancel.
Yeah.
But I mean, in what number of people were able to even check out with a second order?
You never know.
Yeah.
It could have been a good amount of people. It would have to be enough for them to send out an email.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine that not everybody knows that there is merch on the Van Gogh Museum store site.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to even find the page where it would be, and I can't find it.
You have to log in now. Oh. So you have to log in to even be able to view that portion of the page.
Log into the Van Gogh Museum website store?
You have to create an account in order to be able to...
That's serious business.
There's the update.
Ooh, wow. Thank you for
that's
that.
That's the update for all of you.
So I still haven't gotten my notebook. I'm going to cry.
One day.
Someday I'll get a notebook.
Someday.
I'd like a notebook too. Why? That's also what Marie wanted. Marie wanted a notebook so she could use for journaling stuff.
Yeah. That's why I always put all my little, even like to-do lists and stuff, but I have a bunch of just like little notebooks. But like,
that's just a folded piece of paper.
You can do the empty envelope.
No,
situation.
I would say that what you just held up was like a folded piece of paper.
Oh, yeah. These ones
that looks like construction paper.
Yeah, those
thin ones.
Man, these I haven't used construction paper since like elementary school.
Well, I have a bunch of these ones that are just kind of like throwaway ones that I just put my to-dos in. But I have other like thicker journal ones that I put my like video ideas and other random stuff like that in.
Yeah, put my three dudes in them. Yeah.
You can have one of these little guys. I got a pack of probably.
Can I have one?
You can have one. Yeah, I got one.
All right.
And whatever.
Does it come in teal?
I got Roy G. Biv. I don't think I have teal, but I do have dark blue and I have light blue. So
can I have Biv?
Which one is that?
Can I get Roy?
Biv, Brett.
No, I want three.
Roy G.
Blue, indigo, violet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can have... What's indigo versus violet? Is indigo blue or is indigo... What the heck color is
it? It's like an in-between.
It's the plateau.
Indigo.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks more blue.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah, dude.
No,
Thank you.
What the heck color?
You.
You're right, it's a blueberry. But a blueberry. Yeah, you gotta beat the indigo plateau and then I'll give you those ones.
All right, well, I will... I'll swing by tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
I'll swing by tomorrow and grab one. What was I talking about? Okay. I can't believe you forgot that.
I know. I was like, what the heck is Biv?
To be fair, I probably haven't heard that in like two decades.
I use it all the time.
Well,
when
yeah,
do you
but
need
I
to remember
like
Roy G. Biv?
Like...
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Yeah, but why do you need to remember that all the time?
Yeah. Just keep that.
I don't
that
know.
Hang on.
I just can't stop thinking about it.
But here's the thing. So my library is technically Roy G. Biv.
Yeah.
My card binder library.
Really?
Is Roy G. Biv. Yeah. So when I go to put a binder up, if I have multiple binders, then that's how I remember like where it goes. I'm like, okay, Roy G. Biv. Okay, this one goes here. This one goes here. This one goes here.
Really? But it's the extra. Because I feel like the one that trips me up is indigo specifically because I got red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple is what I always like. That's like in my head what it is. The rainbow. I never think of that little in-between one.
Hey, indigo's important.
Do you have an indigo on your shelf?
I don't, but I'm saying...
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying things are lined up in a rainbow pattern.
Yeah,
so.
But that's not Roy G. Biv, bro. You're missing the sixth out of the seventh.
Well, there's also pink up there, and pink is not in the rainbow,
so why
but
are you
pink...
saying it's Roy G. Biv, bro? That ain't even Roy.
Because that's where it falls in line.
Paroi G.
So I know that pink is not going to be with Biv.
What are you?
It's
going to
be with Roy.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I understand the concept.
Pink comes right after the red.
Right.
Not that hard to understand.
You put the pink after the red?
Yeah.
I put it before the red.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'd say it's Paroi Jibuv.
I think you're wrong on that one.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. All right. I think you're wrong on that one.
Agree to disagree.
This weekend, this Friday, we are seeing the release of some new Pokemon TCG products.
Woo!
We got the Roaring Moon EX and the Iron Valiant EX collection boxes.
That's pretty cool.
Now, I know you're all excited about these. These are your standard $21.99 box collection boxes with the jumbo card, the promo, the other random foil of a common or uncommon, and then your four booster packs.
Okay.
They do be like that.
So
standard,
that's it.
Standard.
You can get that. Or the collector's chest. Oh. You know, like two times a year, we see the little lunchbox tin.
Mm-hmm.
The collector's chest is coming out this Friday. We'll have six packs in it, and it's going to have all the three, not really promos, they're just foils, will be of the final evolution forms of all the Paldea starters.
Nice.
That's exciting.
And, of course, you get your mini binder album, you get your stickers, and your coin.
Oh.
So you know who's on the cover of that collector's chest?
Who's on the cover?
Charizard.
Ah, right.
Why?
Because why not, right? Why not?
Yeah, you know, it's only been a few chests since we've had Charizard on it, so that's fine.
We haven't seen a whole lot of Charizard.
Yeah.
I mean, we've only...
They rarely use the card. It's not like we have, like, nine of them this year alone.
Yeah. Right, we only have Obsidian Flames, 151. We have the Charizard Premium Collection Box.
Yeah, Charizard EX one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do you realize how many Charizards we've had this year?
Dude, it's a lot.
Yeah,
it's
well,
so
I think
many.
We're at like eight or nine, like different versions of Charizard.
Yeah, literally, it's a lot of Charizards in the first year.
Yeah, just wait till next year.
Well, yeah.
There could be 10.
You think it just goes up from here?
I think we got enough Charizards.
I don't think we have enough. Every set should have a Charizard chase.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shiny Treasure, the next set to be released in Japan on December 1st. So these shinies should start rolling out. We assume that most of this set will be released in a special set next year for the rest
Charizard.
Of the world. there's not been one announced. So
not one confirmed, but there's a Charmander in the set.
Yeah,
and usually the evolution line continues on. And I wouldn't be surprised if we get a variant of a certain Charizard card, but shiny.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's multiple Charizard cards in this
set. I think there's going to be a minimum of two new Charizards. I think there's going to be a standard full art shiny Charizard, and then a special art shiny Charizard, and then probably a reprint or just a different looking Charizard EX in the main set, probably.
Yeah, I could see that.
So at least three. Probably definitely two. Maybe three. A lot of Charizards.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's just starting off our year next year, potentially. Potentially. Right? That's an early next year set for us. So that's already starting off the year with potentially three Charizards off the rip. Like, our year is starting off with potentially the most amount of Charizard you can get at the start of the year.
Quick.
That's wild.
That's a lot of Charizards.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Japan has officially revealed shinies of Riolu and Lucario.
Naturally, you know.
As classic. Well as Scyther and Scizor.
Dude, that's
and these are in the baby shiny form.
These are baby shinies, which, you know what, I find interesting, because it's like we've already had shinies of these Pokemon.
Did we already get shinies of...
Hidden Fates had...
Yeah, but it was a full art.
Did
it have a baby version of that? I don't think it did.
I don't think so.
But you're right. It did get a full art in one of those.
Hidden Fates had Riolu as a baby, and then Lucario as one of the big ones. It also had Scyther as a baby.
What the heck?
We're getting a decent amount of the same samesies.
Why would they do that? There's 1,000 Pokemon.
Because these are popular Pokemon. People want them.
Branch it out.
They are.
I'm sure there's
going to
be.
Right.
My guess. There's going to be a shiny Greninja again.
And it's going to
just
go on that hunt.
And it's just going to haunt Nate because he's never going to pull it for years.
I want to go on that hunt.
It'll take him 4 years to complete it.
I don't want to do it again.
You will not be seeing a video of have I completed the set because he won't.
Wait. Is there a Greninja that's been released in Scarlet?
Yeah,
there
was a promo in one of the decks.
I don't know if that would count. I don't think they would do a promo, though.
I mean, it's released. There's a Greninja EX.
I don't know.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
You know, all I'm saying is that Psyduck finally has a possibility of getting a shiny.
I think there's a strong possibility. Psyduck.
That
you think?
You think? So sick.
I think this is your time.
Mm-hmm. You think it's Psyduck's time to shine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, he deserves it, but yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I think there's going to be a Psyduck shiny too. I agree.
Yeah.
Something tells me there could be an Oricorio one too, which I wouldn't be a fan of at all.
Well, you're going to pull that one the most now.
That'll be the one I pull the most. Or I won't pull it, and then that'll be the last one I need, and it'll be like the double-edged sword of like, I don't like Oricorio, but I have to pull
it. And I hope it's the rarest card. It's worth so much money.
The card is Oricorio, but it's just a big Charizard on the card, and then like a teeny tiny Oricorio flying in the background.
There I am. Look, Gary, there I am.
Brother.
But that's the only shinies that have been revealed within the past week, is that Riolu, Lucario, and Scyther and Scizor.
Mm-hmm.
But also they get regular cards too.
Yeah.
I think.
Regular cards in the base part of the set. And then they had all the starter Pokemon, like the full evolution line, but that was from a while ago that they revealed those shinies.
We talked about a lot of those last week, too. I feel like if that set releases on December 1st, I feel like next week we're probably going to be talking about a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Because then it'll only be about 2 weeks until the set's officially released.
Do we think? Okay, picture this.
All right, I'm picturing it.
Art Rare. Shiny or special illustration rare shiny Pokemon.
Possibility.
That would be so sick. They did alternate art style cards, but shinies. Hello.
Possibility. Hello.
There's such a cool opportunity there too to do like one shiny on the card with a bunch of that same Pokemon. You know how they always have, well, sometimes they put like, you know, a flock of them or a group of other Pokemon in there. They just have one shiny.
Hello.
That would be so cool.
Like a bunch of Swablus flying in the sky, but then one Swablu out of all of them is shiny.
One in the shiny. Or like, oh, I'm picturing a Ditto card in my head right now. It'd be perfect.
Or
the whole card.
Now, I don't mean to say it because it's my favorite Pokemon, but you remember a while, what game was it? But you would come across a like horde of Psyduck in the road, and then like one of them was always a shiny. It felt like.
What?
Do you remember that? I forget which. I want to say it was like X and Y or Sun and Moon. It was just a horde of Psyduck.
But there was a shiny one?
That might be, was that X and Y or was that Sun and Moon? Where they introduced that, where there was just like a bunch that popped up. I think that was, I want to say Sun and Moon, but it could be X and
like,
Y. It was definitely
and it was
a
like
3DS
always,
game.
Yeah, it was always, there was always a shiny Psyduck in there.
Yeah, because I remember the famous meme picture of
it,
where it's all the other Psyduck, and then one of them's just like, you're gonna catch the shiny one, aren't you? I wonder which one you're gonna catch, huh?
Yeah, that'd be funny if they like played off of that meme to where it was just like a bunch of Psyduck on a card, and then that one shiny.
They remade it, like that scene remastered. That
remastered.
Would be cool.
Lots of possibilities. Lots of possibility with the shiny treasure set, and obviously we'll keep discussing it, having a good time, talking about everything. You know, and I will say, I forgot to mention this earlier in the podcast, but we were in Target.
Hi, welcome to Target.
Late last week.
Hi, welcome to Target.
Hey, how are you?
And I'm walking down the aisle, and I just hear, Real Breaking Nate. And these two guys, you know, I turn around, they're like, are you Real Breaking Nate? And I was like, yeah. These two guys come up to me. The very first thing that they say to me, very first thing, I love the podcast.
Ooh. Shout out podcast.
Not like I love the videos. The podcast was the very first thing that they mentioned.
Oh man, I love the podcast. Your videos, all right. Yeah, your podcast is fantastic.
They love the pod, and one of the first things they said about the podcast was, "I love the longer episodes." Love.
Do
the
they
long
love
episodes.
The majority non-Pokemon talk at the beginning?
That is exactly why they said it. We love the long episodes. They said the Pokemon talk is great, but we love when you go off on just like side little rants and you're just talking about whatever.
Come back next week. I'm going to talk about ravioli for 13 minutes.
That's what I like about this podcast, right? We'll get to the Pokemon stuff, but we're just hanging out and talking.
Yeah, we're just
what it's all about.
Three friends talking about things and then sometimes Pokemon.
Exactly.
Okay,
we get
two
there.
Friends and an acquaintance. Now you have to figure out at home which one it is.
Okay. Wait, you know what? That is the end of the podcast. Yep.
Well,
the podcast. I'm sorry. I guess I'll just say if you're listening on Apple Podcasts,
yeah.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anywhere there's some sort of like rating and or review system in place, mm-hmm. something along those lines.
Yeah.
Do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us up to the top. All the way to the top of the ratings charts. And we'll see you all next week. Right here on.
These words of wisdom that Danny's going to give us right now.
Oh, the uwu caught me off guard. I had so many wisdoms to drop, and then the uwu, I lost him. I don't know what happened.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay, go ahead.
We are not what we know, but what we are willing to learn.
Oh my God.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.